You may be wondering when the next episode of The Sphinx's Call is going to be, or what month we're in for that matter. Well, around this time of year, I always go to that classic Justin Timberlake saying, "That's right, it's gonna be May." As always, welcome to The Sphinx's Call. Welcome to episode 8 of The Sphinx's Call. As always, I am Commander Steven Rosenthal, PMVME, the voice of Sixth Fleet. And again, I am incredibly excited to be here with y'all again. Thank y'all very much for listening and downloading the podcast. It really keeps me going. I am very excited to announce that again, we have two great interviews, as always, on the show. And as always, we have a great list of awards, announcements, and promotions. But most importantly, next month will be SoonerCon in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the last weekend of June. And I'm going to take this opportunity right now to announce that I will be there. And the Sphinx's Call will be there. And, you know, put one and one together and you make two. We will be recording an episode of the Sphinx's Call live at SoonerCon. So it's going to be a blast. So if you make it out, definitely try to find me. And we'll see about getting you on the air. I'm very much looking forward to meeting many of you. So like I said, this month we have a great list of promotions and announcements and all of that good jazz. So let's just jump right on into it. So let's start with one of the more recent happenings within the fleet. We have a brand new task force found right here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And that is Task Force 61. Under the command of Commodore Brett Price, and Task Force 61 is composed of Task Group 61.1 and Task Group 61.9. Task Group 61.1 is under the command of Captain Nicholas Hurst, and Task Group 61.9 is commanded by Captain Senior Grade Jesse Oquendo. But Task Force 61 is under the command of Commodore Brett Price. So best of luck to all of y'all. I also see here that there is a new commanding officer for the SEALAC Division 611, and that new commander is Captain James Kerr. So again, congratulations to all of y'all. Do not let us down. I have no doubts in my mind that you will do a great job. So best of luck to y'all. On board the Invictus, we have a few birthdays in April that we did not announce last month, and we also have one birthday in May. So the April birthdays are Spacer Second Class Kevin Jeffers, Lieutenant Commander Benjamin Ritgers, Senior Chief Petty Officer Michelle Donna Ramsey, and Spacer First Class Molly Ketchum. May birthday on board the Invictus would be Spacer 3rd Class Lana Emery's. Happy birthday to y'all. Promotions on board the Invictus. As of March 31st, Kevin Jeffers was promoted from Spacer 3rd to Spacer 2nd. And May 10th, Lana Emery's has been promoted from Spacer 3rd to Spacer 2nd. Congratulations. On board the Barbarossa, we had two very special birthdays this month in May. The first being myself, the lovely voice of Sixth Fleet, and the second being my even more lovely fiance, Petty Officer, Third Class, Libby Caravella. Happy birthday to both of us. Now let's take a look at this big, long list of promotions. So very first, we're going to take a look at some actions that were taken at DemiCon, the weekend of April 29th to May 1st. So beginning the list will be the Silesian Anti-Piracy Campaign Medal has been awarded to Commodore Cheryl Krause. The Havenite Operational Service Medal has been awarded to Spacer First Class Molly Ketchum, Lieutenant Commander Benjamin Ritgers, Private Alina Barnett, Commander R.J. Lundgren, Spacer First Class Lana Emrys, Senior Chief Petty Officer Mitch Brokaw, Spacer First Class Michael Palmer, and Lance Corporal Eric Sutherland. The next up we have here would be the Navy Commendation Decoration, or the Navy Commendation Award. Would be given to Spacer Third Class Lana Emrys and Lance Corporal Eric Sutherland. Finally on this list we have here the Prisoner of War Medal has been awarded to Senior Chief Petty Officer Mitch Brokaw. So now let's take a look at my next list of awards. For actions taken at CoastCon, March 11th through 13th, 2016, the Havenite Operational Service Medal has been awarded to Commodore Ashley Nichols, Commander Stephen Rosenthal, Senior Chief Petty Officer John Glenn, Spacer Second Class Remy Spring, Private First Class David Campbell, Civilian Second Class Stephanie Campbell, Civilian First Class Christopher Zeke, Petty Officer 3rd Class Libby Caravello, Petty Officer 2nd Class Liz Maynard, Spacer 3rd Class Jennifer Queen, Spacer 1st Class Chip Lechner, Spacer 2nd Class Andy McDonald, Spacer 2nd Class Randolph Allen, Lieutenant Junior Grade James Connison, and Spacer 3rd Class Sarah Tobel. The Navy Achievement Medal has also been awarded to Private 1st Class David Campbell, Civilian 2nd Class Stephanie Campbell, Petty Officer 2nd Class Liz Maynard, and Petty Officer 3rd Class Libby Caravello. Now, for actions taken at Southern Geek Fest, April 2nd through 3rd, 2016, the Prisoner of War Medal has been awarded to Spacer 3rd Class Sarah Tobel. Congratulations to everyone! And finally on this list, we have the results of the first challenge in the Black Sphinx Cup. So the winner of the Black Sphinx Cup, like I said, was the HMS Peregrine with a 69.23% fully qualified crew members, followed closely by the Barbarossa with 35.29% fully qualified crew, and then in third place is the HMS Bravery with 27.27% completed fully qualified crew. So as you may not know, the next challenge will be the Gunnery Challenge. And this is a reading challenge. This is a sheer volume challenge. In order to win this challenge, the ship who has the highest total number of pages of books read will be the winner. The challenge starts June 1st. So, best of luck to everyone. Bust out those books and start reading. Be sure to keep a log of how many pages you have read and send them in to your ship's designated officer or person who is going to collect everything. So that challenge will go for 2 months, and then we will take a look and see who is the winner. So spirited and heated competition is about to be brewing up. Good luck to everyone. So this month we also have MantiCon. MantiCon will be happening this month, and we will be having a field reporter there. And he will be coming in on the show to talk a little bit about his experience over the weekend. So we look very, very much look forward to having that on the program next month. So guys, we will now head into our interview segment. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute. Now joined with Rear Admiral of the Red, Melissa Smith. You may recognize that name. She has been on the program before, and, more importantly, she is the 6th Fleet Commanding Officer. Melissa, thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
So it's been a little bit since you first came on the show, so I think that was back in August-ish, I want to say. Tell us a little bit about some progress that's been made, or how the fleet is coming along.
Well, we've definitely had some growth. We've gotten a few more ships involved. We've got some ships banding together. We've got two nice big task groups now, and maybe we might end up with a task force. Hey. We've also had a lot of really good grouping together of different ships just coming and playing together, which is always a good time. You get parties and you get bowling and, hey, laser tag. Who doesn't like laser tag? There's been some fundraising going on. There's been a lot of different conventions that have been attended by our fleet members, and the senior staff of the fleet have been working really hard to try and get the much desired and long anticipated website going. Unfortunately, that's actually harder than one might guess to get to happen. But we're still working on it, still plugging away. Shirts have been suggested, and if anyone in the fleet would like to try and come up with ideas for fundraising or get something involved for fleet shirts, we would most definitely appreciate that. Ideas have come up about different, changes in the ship or in the fleet crest, but that's another thing that's been talked about. Ultimately, we've been just trying to figure out ways to continue to make the fleet bigger and better, and we are always up for ideas or comments or just general love from the rest of you. Of course, we do know that Sixth Fleet is the best, which means we must continue to show the rest of the fleets how it's done.
Yes, indeed. And that, ladies and gentlemen, will add one more tally to the board for how many times we can mention the website on this program. Just one more thing. It's not an episode unless that website pops its head up.
And it was me doing it this time and not you.
That's true. Oh, it's never me. It's always another staff member.
Oh, this is good to know.
It's never me. All right. So for the past couple episodes, you have heard me talk about upcoming convention over the summer in June. And of course, I'm talking about SoonerCon. So Melissa, you're taking part in the organizing and planning of the RMN presence there, correct?
Yes, I am.
Tell us a little bit about some of the events that are going to be happening.
Oh, we've got a lot of good things planned. Unfortunately, most of my time is going to be running around doing panels, or in theory, I've signed up for a bunch of them to use and abuse me, as they put it, but I haven't really heard back what they're going to do to use and abuse me. But one of the major things is we help with the Nerf War that they do, which, by the way, is a huge amount of fun. Basically, you get a bunch of people together and you try to do a sort of capture the flag type deal with teams and shoot each other with little foam darts. I mean, how can you have more fun than that?
I know. Get that anger out.
Well, and to show how incredible the RMN is, I mean, come on, we represented last year. Then there's the fact that we have the recruitment efforts. We're going to have two tables this year. Since we had so many people signing up from the stroke of genius of the Pegasus Ballast, that being to... So new people who wish to join, actually, anyone who joined had the option of either dueling me or shooting me with a Nerf gun. They got to choose. Most of them actually chose to duel me, but the option was there to just shoot me. Again, we'll be doing that, only this time I've suggested that it's any of the senior staff that they choose to shoot. So, just saying, since I'm not going to be there, someone has to be shot. And I humbly offer my fellow officers. They're
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thank you very much on behalf of all of us.
But oddly enough, we had a lot of new members from that. It seems that having the opportunity to duel or shoot someone is a great incentive. So we'll be doing that again this year. There's been talk of making a backdrop of a ship, or this is something that's in another group or another captain's realm. So I'm not entirely sure what they'll be making the backdrop of, but it's going to be Honorverse related. And they're going to be painting that and putting that up behind our tables, so I'm really looking forward to that. There's going to be a dinner for everyone who works the convention with the Webbers and Nene Thomas and her husband. So, there's going to be a lot of good times to be had there. Then there's also the usual convention fair. There's going to be a lot of really good panels going on. There's costume contest, of course. The parties. We will be hosting a party in one of our rooms, so that will be fun. That'll be our first time doing that. I don't personally know how to do the missile pods, but, you know, we are willing to accept recipes, so anyone who wants to send that bugger on, maybe we'll be able to get some missile pods in the room. So, yeah, there's a lot coming down the pipeline, and if we can get any new ideas, there'll probably be more.
Very good. You know, so I hope that some of this, to all your listeners out there, I hope that, you know, this little chat is kind of piquing your interest, and hopefully you'll decide to make it out to SoonerCon. And another special announcement that we have for the show is that I will be there and will be recording an episode of The Sphinx's Call live at SoonerCon. So come on out and you may even hear your voice on the show. Now, as for the missile pods, as Melissa was saying, I readily volunteer to whip those up. They're delicious. One of the best things on the planet.
I am very appreciative. I've never tried one and I've wanted to since I saw them.
Delicious. So for those of y'all who do not know what a missile pod is, a missile pod is the signature drink of the RMN, and it's our version of hot chocolate. See, it's a shot. It's a layered shot. On the very bottom is the very rich cream de coco. In the middle is some rum chata, which is a alcoholic spiced milk. And then right on top of that is a little layer, or a big layer, depending on how nice or mean the person making the drinks are, is a layer of cinnamon schnapps, also known as hot damn, or your other regional selection of peppermint, cinnamon schnapps. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. Now, there's also a few other versions of the Missile Pod. It's like the ECM, I think it is. That's another layered drink, but I don't know the recipe to that. But we'll learn it. We'll find it somewhere, and we'll bring it to SoonerCon. It's going to be great. So come drink your heart out. Another highlight at SoonerCon will be an opportunity to meet Mr. David Weber himself, along with his very lovely wife, Sharon Weber. They will both be in attendance, and you know, as we all know, they love the fans, so now's your opportunity to come out and meet them, shake their hands, strike up a conversation. I know I will definitely be trying to get at least a small interview with David Weber for the show, so it's definitely going to be a lot of fun. We hope that y'all can make it out. It's going to be a blast. Get to meet all of us higher up people. It's going to be good. Come on. Come to Oklahoma. It's going to be fun.
And I agree. You definitely want to be there because we're going to make it a party. It's going to be fantastic. This is going to be the major fleet event, if I can possibly swing that. In other words, we're trying to make it as many ships as we possibly can in attendance and representing what the fleet has to offer. So most definitely come and visit, come and play. Hopefully we'll have some people from other fleets. I think the CO of the 10th, I think it's the 10th fleet, mentioned that he might be popping up. And I think we've also possibly got 2nd fleet who will try and be in attendance. So we're going to have some of the other fleets coming and checking us out. Most definitely be there and represent.
Absolutely. In fact, that was actually James Jones. He's mm-hmm. the CEO of 10th Fleet, and he was on the show. You'll remember him from a few episodes back. So we'll try and get him on the show as well. Now, in closing, really quick, about 2 episodes or so ago, we had a riot of a time with the one and only Nicholas Hurst of the Grayson Space Navy. And he imparted on us your loving nickname that I just cannot get rid of because it's adorable. It's Fleet Mama, right?
It's Fleet Mama.
We love her. It's great. Nicholas sends his best. Nick, you're awesome. I'm here with Fleet Mama. No punches, no cyber punches yet, like you said. It's good.
Nick, I'm going to get you back for this. I'm just saying.
Oh, good times, good times. See, this is why I love the club. We've got all these inside jokes, and we all love each other. It's great.
Oh, I love him dearly. I am going to get him back for this, though.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Well, all right, Melissa, is there anything that, you know, any upcoming projects that you're working on that you'd like to give us a heads up about, other than the website?
Well, there's been a few things mentioned, Fleet Coins for one. There's, of course, the Sphinx Cup, which is still going strong, and I encourage all ships to participate and take part in that. Send in your reports on that to the requisite people. Make sure that you're being recognized for the work that you put in. All in all, though, just a lot of different groups having a lot of fun. Jump in, take part. Have fun. I can't off the top of my head think of anything that's not regionally local that's going on fleet-wide beyond what I've already mentioned, but I'm sure there is something, and I'm just having that usual once you get into Admiralty rank, you know, your brain falls out. That's why you need a staff. I mean, they scoop it in back in and fill it with lots of information. That's why we have them around. So I'm sure my staff will remind me, you didn't mention such and such, and I'll go, oh yeah, well, why weren't you there to remind me? So, you know.
Gotcha. Well, all right, Melissa, so thank you very much for coming on and kind of talking up SoonerCon. So like I said, I hope we see everyone there. It's going to be a blast.
It is.
It's just going to be a blast.
Well, and don't forget, Nene Thomas is going to be there too. She's the one who does all of that fantastic Honorverse art. If you love Nene Thomas's work, if you love what she does, she will be there. We're definitely going to be giving her some love. We're also making sure to have handlers for her. And she'll be invited to that dinner that I had mentioned. So by all means, show her some love as well. And it'll be an absolutely unbelievable amount of fun. So definitely come and play with us.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Melissa. We will see you in June, and I am starting the countdown now. We've got, how many days? Almost a month, or almost 2 months. 2 months. Almost 2 months out.
Yep.
So if you're still on the fence, say yes. Make the drive, make the fly, take a train, walk. So if you start now, you might get there in time. No promises.
Maybe.
But come on out to SoonerCon, come see what all the fun's about, and just come on out and have a good time.
Absolutely.
All right, Melissa, well, thank you very much. Come on back anytime.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And thanks to all of you listeners for continuing to being a part of this giant family. Really, really love the fact that I have the best fleet. I mean, I can't get any better.
I can't say it any better. I can't say it any better. We'll be back right after this quick music break. Listeners, I'm now pleased to have joining us Rear Admiral of the Red, Dan Brandow, who is the 8th Fleet Commanding Officer. Dan, thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
So, Dan, tell us a little bit about 8th Fleet. Where are y'all located, for those of y'all who don't know?
8th Fleet comprises basically New Mexico, Utah, and all points north, all the way up to the North Pole.
Any polar bears?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't know. We'll have to send a scout, right?
Yep. That's what we have Marines for.
Our lovable ground pounders. What will we do without them?
Freeze. But anyway.
So you just took command of 8th Fleet pretty recently, February, correct?
That's right. Admiral John Roberts, who is also the 3rd Space Lord, was 8th Fleet CO for one day short of 5 years, and I took over on February 27th.
So tell us a little bit about how you came into this position.
Well, let's see. I started in the Royal Manticore Navy, about 2 years ago now. And just started off, of course, as an E1. And saw that 8th Fleet needed some help, so I became Ops Officer about 6 months later. Became Deputy Fleet CO when Diane accepted the position of Chief of Staff for the First Space Lord. And then was told, yeah, the Third Space Lord would like to just be the Third Space Lord, so here I am.
Fair enough. Very good. So, that's a very good message to all of the brand new spacers or just enlisting or just joining the club. Always keep your eyes open. If you see something that you're interested in doing, do it. You never know what might come of it. And never, ever, ever get caught up in just rank. Rank doesn't mean anything. You can be as involved or as not involved as you want.
I was about to add to that because there's a lot of things and a lot of places in this organization where the enlisted are indispensable. You don't have to be an officer. You don't even have to want to be an officer to contribute mightily to this organization.
Yes, very, very true. You will get out of this organization exactly what you put into it. There's no way around it. So you can be as involved as you want and just have a blast.
Absolutely. We're gearing up on board the Implacable, which is my flagship, for our Memorial Day cleanup at the Santa Fe National Cemetery. We do that on the Friday afternoon right before it's going to be viewed by thousands of people coming in for Memorial Day festivities.
Ooh, very good. Best of luck to y'all. Be sure to post the pictures. Definitely want to see that.
Absolutely.
What other events do y'all have coming up over in 8th Fleet?
We have a couple of science fiction and fantasy conventions coming up in August and October. Of course, we have Salt Lake Con. For our other ships, Denver Comic Con is coming up for our Colorado contingent of ships. In fact, a couple of weeks back, Wyoming had a very small science fiction fantasy con, but we had people representing the RMN there as well.
So tell us, I always ask visiting personnel from other fleets, do y'all have a certain recruiting tactic that you find work really well over there?
One of the things that we have is Admiral Roberts put together a very comprehensive and cool booth. It involves two stand-up placards plus flags plus all the sorts of memorabilia and the traveling trophy from our Admiral's Cup, which has taken place 2 years running now. So basically a traveling trophy that some of our ships have won usually makes it onto the table. And the nice thing about Admiral Roberts is that he's actually traveled to other places in our operational areas to make sure that those folks had them for use throughout the fleet.
And that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. I think I remember seeing a picture of y'all's booth somewhere. I think it was the main RMN Facebook page. That's a very impressive setup, if it's the setup that I'm thinking of.
It is. Yeah, I did post that off to the main page.
That's right. You're right. It's those two vertical standees in the back, and on either side of them is the Manticore, Star Kingdom Manticore flag, and I think y'all have an 8th Fleet flag on the other side?
That is correct.
Yep, that's the one I'm thinking of, and that is a very beautiful setup. In fact, that banner, John Roberts, Admiral Roberts, gave me that file, and I had that printed up over here in 6th Fleet. I love that thing.
Excellent.
I love that thing.
And, you know, when you have Tarakov's quote on it, you know, you just can't go wrong.
No, I have the other one.
Oh, yeah, the other one?
The generic join us.
Ah, that one, yes.
I still love it. Too. I still love it. So recently y'all were awarded a group award. Or several people were awarded the Monarch's Thanks, correct?
Yes. My executive officer, Bill Knight, his wife, Doreen, and a few others were awarded Monarch's Thanks for their work at Albuquerque Comic Con in January, putting together the cosplay rest and recovery area for that con. And also the superb handling of a safe space incident that happened during the con.
Very good. Tell us a little bit more about the idea of the costume rest and relaxation area.
Okay, well, as you know, cosplay is a huge part of Comic-Cons around the country and around the world. And those folks are doing a lot of work, putting together a lot of elaborate costumes. And usually they involve more layers of fabric or plaster or latex or whatever. So heat is an issue. They have to be on a lot of the time, you know, for their fans and for people who are just want pictures and such. And so what the rest and the R&R area is for is to let those folks have a quiet area away so that they can repair their costumes if necessary, or just sit down, grab a bottle of water, maybe a couple of cookies, and just make sure that they're stable. They have a place where they can get the mask off. You know, we had one person who had a Predator costume on and had a heat problem because of it. So, you know, we offered a safe space for those people to just get away from the crowds and not have any pictures taken of them. They could just relax for a while.
That's very impressive. Great job to all of y'all. That's a very, very worthy cause. So great job to all of them.
Well, I think the nice thing about it was is that because I was wearing the uniform, people were coming up to me away from the space, and they would be cosplayers themselves, parents of cosplayers, and they were thanking me, not that they saw me down in the rest and recovery area, but now they know what a Manticore patch looks like, mm-hmm. and they're associating it with that service. And we gained a whole lot of allies that weekend.
That's awesome. Great job. That's really great. And that's just another shining example of what the RMN has to offer. We are a fan organization serving other fan organizations because we're all one big united family of fans.
Absolutely.
So I hear through the grapevine that you'll be heading into Sixth Fleet territory pretty soon.
That is, unless plans change, correct. I am hoping to grab a couple of fellow Eighth Fleeters and come to SoonerCon.
Hey, there we go. Score one more. So, guys, if y'all are on the fence about coming to SoonerCon, come on. Come on. Everybody's coming. Look, if Dan over here is coming from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I'm coming from New Orleans, Louisiana, to Oklahoma, you can too.
I think you've actually got a longer drive than I do. It's 8 hours door-to-door for me.
I think ours is about like 10 or so.
Yeah.
But we're flying. We're cheating.
Fine. Be that way.
We're totally cheating.
I'm hoping to get a van full of folks and take a couple of hotel rooms and just have some fun.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a blast. That is going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, yeah, David Weber's going to be there, so oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
David Weber, Sharon, Nene Thomas, just everybody. It is going to be a big old gathering. It's going to be great. It is going to be great. Shenanigans will ensue. It's going to be great.
Well, I'd certainly hope so.
Said we're gonna do a recording of the show there, and it's gonna be great. It's gonna be fun. I can't wait.
That's what I wanted to hear.
I'm over here like smiling, like jumping up and down in the studio. I'm so excited. So if y'all are coming, bring stuff. Bring some ship patches. We'll trade. I'm gonna have a bunch of Barbarossa patches. I'm sure you've got some too. Bring them. We'll pass them around. It's gonna be a blast.
Sounds good to me.
Missile pods will be had. Come on. Come on. It's going to be fun.
I'd hope so. Bring a little bit of that Louisiana magic with you and life will be great.
Oh. Well, if you insist, we'll bring the good stuff.
I do.
You haven't lived till you have had old New Orleans rum.
Excellent.
You haven't lived.
Okay, I do have to make it back and alive to my hotel room so I can be up the next day, but we'll figure it out from there.
You'll be fine. Just drink some coffee. You'll be good.
Works for me.
So, Dan, is there anybody that you'd like to give a shout-out to while you're here?
I certainly would. First off, to my... Deputy Fleet Commander Eddie Roberts and my brand new Senior Master Chief Petty Officer Scott Madison. He's our new bosun for 8th Fleet. And all of my fellow COs here in 8th Fleet, you're doing a great job. Thank them very much for all their hard efforts.
Very good. Well, Dan, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. I wish you the best of luck. If you need anything, please let me know. I'd be happy to help.
Absolutely, and the same to you. I know that my exec, Bill, has been helpful to you guys in the past, and we're certainly planning on a whole lot more fun, especially at SoonerCon, and a whole lot more interfleet cooperation with you guys, because it seems like we've got a lot going on.
Well, everybody, again, that was Rear Admiral of the Red, Dan Brando, the commanding officer of 8th Fleet. Everybody, that's going to do it for this month's episode of the Sphinx's Call. Thank you very much for joining us again. Next month is going to be a blast. We will be talking a little bit about what's happening at Manticon. We'll get ourselves even more psyched up for SoonerCon, and it's just going to be an absolute blast. So everybody, again, thank you very much for coming. And I look very much forward to next month's episode. If you have anything that you would like to be read on the air, please, please, please email me. Radio6fleet@hotmail.com. That's radio6fleet@hotmail.com. As always, this is Commander Steven Rosenthal, PMVME, the voice of 6th Fleet, reminding you that whatever you do, do it with honor.